Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Now, I've just been given a tour of a local business employing 25 people full-time and more seasonally here just outside Care, whose green credentials are pretty obvious from the start after growing about a million trees and potted plants last year. SAP Nurseries say they're turning over a new leaf, though, and rebranding to Perennia with plans to put up 5,000 square metres of new polytunnels and almost double their workforce to 40 next year. I'm here among the existing polytunnels, about 30,000 square metres of them, now with owner John Walsh. John, thanks very much for the tour. Can you tell us and our listeners just a little bit about the company first and the site here?
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Donald. So our company name is now Perennia, formerly known as SAP Nurseries. We're based in Garnavilla, just outside the town of Care. As Donald said, we produce over a million potted plants every year. We deal with the retail market predominantly. We also deal with Irish landscapers, landscape architects and private individuals. Hope to take on more staff over the coming months. As we sit here, we're looking at the machinery, getting ready to build our new polytunnels, 14 polytunnels, which will take over an acre of space. That's 5,000 square metres. So it's a very, very proud, very, very proud day for the business and very exciting couple of months ahead.
And what will that do for the amount of trees and plants that you're going to be producing?
It'll increase our numbers massively. It obviously gives us a lot more space, and it gives a better opportunity to grow the trees and plants better. Obviously, more space gives you that opportunity, and also the opportunity to bring on more local staff to the business, which is huge for us. As I said, we've currently 25, but that number will grow over the next couple of years. It'll also give more opportunity for our retail customers. You know, more diverse plants, very exciting for the business.
Yeah, and how will that expansion of the workforce go, John? I mean, it's going to be gradually building up towards that figure of 40, is it?
Yeah, well, so 25 full-time today, and then during the summer months we take on kind of 15 to 20 local staff, kind of younger students and stuff, which is great. We also bring in workers on 9-month contracts, so maybe this time next year we could be standing here. There could be 50 people working here, please God. So that's great for the local business and local community.
And obviously, you're growing trees, which is one of the core principles of climate action these
Absolutely.
Days, John. Is sustainability important to your company as well?
It's huge to our company. Obviously, look, the growing of plants and the growing of trees is great for the environment. All our pots that we use are recyclable.
Even down to the shrink wrap, John, you were telling me that you use on your plants and when you're distributing, all that is recyclable.
That's all recyclable. Yeah. So the trolleys that we send into the supermarkets, they are they shrink wrap around them, obviously to stop the plants falling out. That's all recyclable.
And the polytunnels, there's no artificial heat. There's no energy used. This is sunlight and natural heat.
Yeah, which is obviously great for the environment as well. They're not greenhouses. Technically, they're polytunnels, which is obviously a lot better, a lot more sustainable as well.
Yeah, so it's a big part of what you do. And tell me, I mean, the government has huge problems in terms of its output on trees. Do you see much of that? I know you're dealing with commercial partners. It's not so much forestry for farmers as commercial partners, is it?
The government they're trying to promote as much planting as possible. The newest scheme for farmers is the acres scheme, which promotes the planting of native trees and native hedging, which is great for the environment, great for the country as a whole. It's become very, very popular, the whole horticulture and planting world, even over the last 4 or 5 years during COVID. Sales went through the roof. People just really, really wanted to plant, and you know, people weren't going away on holiday, so they wanted to spend their money on something else. So, demand for plants in the nursery was huge. I think people are a lot more knowledgeable as well now about sustainability, and people want to help the environment. So that means that people want to plant more trees and grow more trees and plant. Keep planting.
Yeah, people aren't just talking to people. People aren't as interested anymore in having a manicured lawn.
No.
Maybe leaving a wild bed and putting a few trees in the back of the
garden. Yeah, absolutely. Like every tree helps that's planted. Like you look at kind of rural gardens at the moment, they all have nice kind of native cherry trees, native birch, which are obviously great for the environment. People are letting their grass grow a little bit longer. Wildflowers have become very, very popular as well. But it's great. Even you look at Instagram, the likes of a lot of celebrities now are massively into their gardens. You look at Peter O'Mahony, so he's huge into his gardening, and he's got all those followers on Instagram. But I think celebrities in general now, it's all about sustainability and having a nice garden and spending your money wisely.
Yeah, so you're seeing that change in demand among the public, which is going on to demand from the retailers and garden centres that you deal with here and in the UK.
Absolutely, yeah. Both here in the UK, we export to 62 garden centres in the UK. Demand for kind of smaller potted trees is huge, ones that you can put in the back of your car, you know, which is great for transport. You buy your small tree, buy your couple of plants, bring them back. Then, as I said, the pots, they're recyclable, so you can put them into the recycling bin. But demand is just, it's gone through the roof now. And as well for bare root hedging and kind of root ball trees, everyone wants a nice hedge around their garden. So, yeah, it's very, very popular at the moment, the whole gardening world, thank God.
And with the expansion you're planning here, you obviously seem optimistic that that's going to continue, that the public have changed their minds and are taking on this idea that we need more trees for the environment, biodiversity, like even recently the EU's plans about needing more trees for shade and bringing down the temperature in cities.
Absolutely, which is huge. We do a couple of things with the retailers. We do a thing called Be Happy and BEE Happy, which is all plant pollinators, which is great. We do a lot of native trees, the likes of, you know, oak, alder, silver birch as well, which is great. But just the whole demand, I think the whole opinion of horticulture has changed over the last couple of years. It's not just a matter of going out and, you know, planting one tree every couple of years. It's now more, you know, more sustainable. Keep your garden looking well and keep it green.
Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.